and welcome to Stories from the Bunker, the weekly podcast where we look at the weird and the wonderful, the strange and the supernatural. And happy 2020, everybody.
Ooh. Whoa, happy 2020, Robin. We are living in the future.
Yes.
2020, that's mad.
It sounds like
that's
a milestone,
absolutely
doesn't
insane,
it? It feels important, 2020. Yeah. It's a big one.
Is it, though?
It's good.
I remember the millennium, that New Year's Eve.
I know.
I played a TIE Fighter game on the PC for ages around someone's house. Nice. That was it. Good New Year.
Yeah. I remember waiting for the Millennium Bug to bring everything crashing down.
Oh, yeah. It didn't happen in the end, did it? Not quite sadly. As predicted. Not going to be a 2020 bug.
Well, even though there are no Millennium Bugs, there is still internet security to be concerned about.
Indeed.
I sense a segue.
I just want to say thank you to ExpressVPN for sponsoring this podcast. Now, as all of you listening are probably aware, thanks to the internet, we've never been more monitored by governments, internet service providers, and ad companies. In fact, all UK internet service providers have to keep records of your online activity for 12 months. All the websites you visit, apps you use, and your private conversations if they can. It doesn't matter if you're suspected of a crime or not, the government can look into you without a warrant. In the US, ISPs can sell your data to advertising companies. And that's why I think it's more important than ever to protect your online privacy with a service like ExpressVPN. The great thing about ExpressVPN is that it's so easy to use. You just download the app onto your device, whether it's your computer or your phone, you click connect, and you're protected. ExpressVPN encrypts your data and masks your IP address. So to protect your online activity today and to find out how you can get 3 months for free, go to expressvpn.com/bunker. That's expressvpn.com/BUNKER for 3 months for free with a 1 year package. Just pop over to expressvpn.com/bunker to learn more.
So with that all said and done, Robin, what are we talking about today?
What are we talking about today? Well, today I want to tell you about a story that happened in 2015, I think.
Okay. Ooh, okay. 5 years ago.
What happened in 2015? Rugby World Cup in the UK. Blood Bowl was released.
I knew you'd get like rugby would be the first thing you talk about.
Yeah, yeah,
it was the most notable thing that year, I think. 2015. Star Wars The Force Awakens was released.
Really? Was that 2015?
2015.
Wow. Okay.
And it's come to a glittering end. More on that later. But no, it's a story about, can you buy your way into heaven is the theme of the story.
Yes, next.
Okay then, Martin, what will you be talking about?
Oh, genuinely, I'm not going to be talking about anything. I'm going to be talking about a quiz. I'm doing a quiz.
Very nice. Any theme?
It is. It's video game related. So yes. any gaming fans out there, I know you two are, get on board with this one. If you're not even, there should be some that you'll be able to have a bit of a stab at. So
I'm pretty sure Alex is going to win this one. My gaming passion is not quite so deep.
Don't make any excuses now. I want my victory to be well earned.
It will be. And what were you doing, Alex?
Well, speaking of gaming, actually.
A joyful jig.
I will be doing that as well. Only for the listeners, though, not for the YouTube listeners. Well, I wanted to talk about a new story. Speaking of gaming, actually, this relates to Pokemon Go. And it's actually about what happened in the aftermath of when Pokemon Go came out in 2016. But
Was that 2016?
It was 2016.
Oh, I'll tell you what happened in 2016 after Pokemon Go came out.
Go on.
Wherever you went with your friends, you'd be walking down the street and they'd disappear. You'd be like, where have they gone? And they'd be like, we're just coming down here catching a Mewtwo down the side street. Ridiculous.
Well, do you know what?
I lost my friends in the street because they were all going after a Squirtle. Mental.
That was ridiculous.
It's not super far away from that and the kind of repercussions of what happened when this game took the world by storm.
Well, let's go back to 2015.
Okay.
A year before Pokemon Go came out. And I have a picture here, which we can put up on screen for those of you watching us on YouTube. It's a picture of an article published in the Jacksonville Sun-Times, I think it was.
Okay.
And the headline says, Florida couple arrested for selling tickets to heaven.
Oh, the Catholic Church should definitely be in prison then, shouldn't they?
Where did they get those?
Well, I'll read the article to you.
Okay.
So the article says, a couple in Florida, Tito and Amanda Watts...
It's always Florida, isn't it?
It's always Florida.
Crazy.
...were arrested a few days ago for selling golden tickets to heaven to hundreds of people. They sold the tickets on the street for $99.99.
Hundreds of people bought these?
Yep.
That's profit.
$99.99 per ticket. I think that's about £70 over here.
If we're lucky.
They told buyers that the tickets were made from solid gold and that each ticket reserved the buyer a spot in heaven. Simply present the ticket at the pearly gates and you're in. Tito Watts said in his police statement after he'd been arrested, "I do not care what the police say. The tickets are solid gold, and it was Jesus who gave them to me behind the KFC and told me to sell them so I could get me some money to go to outer space."
What? You're conflating things here.
"I met an alien named Stevie, who said if I got the cash together, he would take me and my wife on his flying saucer to his planet that is made entirely of drugs. You should arrest Jesus, because he is the one that gave me the golden tickets. I'm willing to wear a wire and set Jesus up."
I thought drugs might be involved after hearing the first bit.
In her police statement, Amanda Watts said, "We just wanted to leave Earth and go to space and do drugs. I did not do anything. Tito sold the golden tickets to heaven. I just watched." Police said they confiscated over $10,000 in cash, drug paraphernalia.
$10,000!
As well as drug paraphernalia and a baby alligator.
Okay.
Police also claimed that the golden tickets were, in fact, pieces of wood painted gold.
Pieces of wood? So they're not even, I'm imagining they're not even convincing.
No.
Wow.
Okay. I mean, there's so many questions here, aren't there?
So
a lot to unpack.
I'm going to ask one that maybe not, it won't be the most obvious question, but is selling something, it's mis-selling something, right?
Mm.
But at the same time, is it illegal to sell something saying that it's a golden ticket to heaven?
It's a good
point. Is that illegal? Like, you're selling a piece of wood. You're not saying it's a piece of wood, but you can say, like...
Is it not the same thing when someone, like, sells you a star? Like, you can name your own star or buy a plot of land on the moon.
Physical,
you're not actually getting that.
If you believe...
It is a scam.
Yeah.
You're not getting that star. That star doesn't belong to you. just because a piece of paper says it is. So is it not the same thing?
That's a good question. But at least the star definitively exists out there in space, whereas heaven is obviously up for debate.
Yes. Or is it primarily because Tito clearly had a lot of drugs with him?
Well,
I imagine that's probably the main part of the arrest, right? And the money.
I have a quotation from a Jacksonville police spokesman.
Ah, good.
Who said, "People can sell tickets to heaven, but the Watts misrepresented their product. The tickets were just wood spray painted gold with ticket to heaven golden. Admit one written
they
in
said marker. They said they were solid gold, right?
You can't sell something as gold when it's not. That's where the Watts crossed the line into doing something
that's
illegal.
Answered my question.
Actually, in fairness, that makes sense, because pieces of wood are like, if you think, okay, this is solid gold, you might actually think, okay, this guy's a bit mad. This isn't a ticket to heaven, but $99 for a
going down
block
to cash,
of
I'm going down to what goldconverters.com or whatever.
That's actually a really good deal. So I can see him actually scamming people that way.
Do you want to see a picture?
Yeah, that's about
they've done a lot of drugs. They've done a lot of drugs. What's on his face? Is that just lines of pen? I mean,
Jesus,
I imagine this is going to go up
something
on the screen on the
I'll put this up on the screen for our
it'll be up there now in
YouTube
fact.
Viewers for our listeners. How would you describe them?
They're meth addicts.
Yeah, the
with
guy,
pen on their face.
Guy on the left has glasses, wide eyes and expressions, and looks like he's been slashed across the face with Wolverine claws.
charcoal.
Except it's biro or something.
His glasses are too small, and he looks a little bit like Pinky out of Pinky in the Brain.
Yeah.
They're clearly not in a great way, and they're trying to make money, probably for drugs, right? But considering they had quite a lot of drugs on them, paraphernalia.
Mm.
That's an assumption, I don't know.
Will you two buy a golden ticket to heaven from these people?
I got a golden ticket.
Well, I mean, it sounds like they're not selling them anymore, which is a shame.
All they have to say is they're not solid gold. Ticket to heaven's fine.
Just imagine, though. Imagine if you got to the pearly gates and they're like, "Where's your ticket? We gave Jesus our
that
tickets
would be
to
awful,
distribute.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Like, where's the ticket?
We gave it to him to sell behind KFC. What have you done with your ticket?
Where's your ticket?
I trade it in for a bargain bucket.
I don't care if you were a literal saint. You need a ticket to get in here.
Oh, man.
That would be the biggest twist ever. Everybody who's dying, all these very devout Christians, like, I'm going to heaven to get there. And it's like, and your ticket?
Didn't you get the memo? We were selling them behind KFC.
But in Florida, in Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah. And then every day, God is like, no one ever comes in. And the angel Gabriel is like, I told you the devil was tricking you when he said he needed a ticketing system. And there's the devil like,
I mean, it's a sad story, isn't it? Both on the side of them being pretty desperate and a fairly ingenious plan, considering they know how gullible people would be to buy these. Hundreds, they sold hundreds of these.
Apparently.
Two.
I mean, if they had $10,000, presumably from the ticket sales, that's what, 100? Yeah. 100 times 100
tickets.
So 100 tickets, yeah.
Wow.
Man.
Wow.
Don't get any ideas, people at home. This is not okay.
Well, clearly it didn't work out for them because the police got them.
But if you are going to do it, just don't make a false claim. Just don't say it's made of gold.
If someone legitimate, someone who you trusted, said, I've got a ticket to heaven, or a comparable thing, like you said, the star, like you could buy this plot of land on the moon.
Someone legitimate looking.
Yeah, someone who you trusted, or you would expect to be telling the truth.
I don't even know who that could be.
You can't buy your way into heaven.
What's a comparable, or like even just a plot of land on the moon? No one owns the moon.
Say NASA said, we're selling plots of land on the moon.
Oh, that implies that you trust NASA, Robin.
That's true. I'm saying that the general public at large definitely seem to trust them.
I'm not going to do anything with it in my lifetime, let's be honest. I'm not going there.
Yeah,
I'm not going to sell it to anyone else. I don't think it's worth it.
Probably not. Depends on the price.
If it's a gift, to go, oh, thank you, auntie. Very kind of you for this pot on the moon.
Yeah. What if the Pope said the only guarantee to do well in the afterlife is to donate a certain amount to the Catholic Church?
I'd say a rich man trying to get into the kingdom of God. It's like trying to get through the eye of a needle.
Camel trying to get through the eye of a needle. Yeah.
So don't sell me that
shit. Snookered.
Yeah. There you go. Fair enough, mate. Yeah. Slap.
Oof. So all those medieval
people
who were
this week, wasn't it?
Just going to
slapping slap. That woman. Pope.
Yeah.
Did you
see that video?
Oh, I didn't see that.
What did you think of that?
She's grabbing him, mate. She almost pulled him over.
Yeah.
I think, of course, being the Pope, you don't really want to, be looking like you're slapping away your fans, as it were.
He's a very old man, isn't he?
He's an old man. Yeah. It's not the first time, though. There's a video of him, of people trying to kiss his hand. And him,
oh, like, yes, I remember that.
It's hilarious. If you haven't seen it, people coming up to worship or mass or whatever, and they're coming up to him. Not worship him, of course, but come to respect or whatever it is. And he's just pulling his hand away every time someone tries to kiss it, isn't he? Because he doesn't want any germs, I imagine.
Yeah, or it could be like, you never know, like if you've got a little injury or something on your hand, if you sprained a muscle. I had this actually quite recently with, I sprained a muscle in my wrist and went to like a group thing and everyone was shaking hands. I was trying to not do it because it was so painful. Goodness.
Just bowing to people.
But the weird thing with the Pope video is that some people come up and he lets them kiss the ring, his ring, isn't it? Mm. Let them kiss the ring, and others he doesn't. He pulls away. Or sees him coughing in the queue.
Maybe he just has a thing about personal space.
If you watch the video, this person does almost pull him over.
Yeah. That sounds reasonable. That he would get off.
Imagine that though, being absolutely slammed down by the Pope. Oh, that person must feel so bad.
You'd think that you're definitely going to hell. The Pope slapped my hand away.
So I just want to bring us back to the story for a moment, because there is a twist in the tale. So this thing was reported in the news, as I showed you that picture of the news article, and it went viral online. And so obviously people investigated, and a website called PolitiFact just wanted to check out the story.
Don't tell us it's fake news,
it
Robin.
It is fake news.
Oh, no.
I'm afraid it's fake news. And the pictures I showed
you... It was a good thing, I guess.
It's good. Yeah, probably. The pictures I showed you were actually just mugshots taken from a Daily Mail article.
People
from,
being arrested.
From 2011.
Oh,
there he is. She's on there somewhere as well.
Yeah.
There he is. And the explanation for his appearance is he was arrested on Halloween night.
Yeah.
So he had his Halloween makeup on.
Right.
So all that pen on his face is literally just pen on his face. Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Not quite Wolverine.
I'm a bit upset though. Well, no, I'm relieved to be. Yeah. I'm relieved.
People didn't buy those tickets as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. People didn't buy those tickets, and people weren't trying to exploit other people's beliefs in order to get drug money.
That's good.
But,
but also that person's then been tarnished again. When he may have done his time for...
I don't know if he has... Yeah, good point.
Whatever happened
any legal slander, claims
right?
against...
Yeah.
But they're not saying his name, though. They're saying he's this Tito Watts or whatever.
Yeah, but he's using his image.
Yeah, but if it's a police mugshot, is that the property of the police rather
public,
than...
They're public domain, aren't they? Yeah, you can post them.
I don't know if there's any limits on the usage of that kind of public domain imagery.
I wonder if because public domain, you can use it, but surely you can't misrepresent it.
Yeah. But then, they can probably argue that it's just satire, and it's obviously satire because the website that invented the story is called stupid.com. With two P's.
Yeah.
So it's I think they can probably safely say it's just satire. You're dumb if you think this is true, which apparently a lot of people were. And that story circulated for about 2 years before it was exposed as fake news. And then about a year ago, it resurfaced again, except Tito and Amanda Watts were replaced by Zambian priest.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. That's when you start to get a little bit fishy about it.
Yeah. So if you see that story online about the Zambian priest,
it's fake news. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Mm. That's our fake news exposed segment for the week.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea for a segment.
It isn't a bad idea.
Which news story is true and which one's fake?
Nice. I like that.
That's cool. Yeah, there you go. Although we can explore that another time.
Do something else with that, so what are your views? Did you believe the story when I told you the first time, or did you already know that it was fake news? Please let us know in the YouTube comments or on Twitter. I'm at All Time Robin,
at All Time Martin,
at Alex Brown ATC. Thanks for letting me go third each time, because that gives me enough time to remember.
That's a good point. Sandwich you in the middle. You're confused.
But yes, as long with your comments of the week, or rather the Christmas season, because we all took a break over Christmas. So
we did.
What are our favourite YouTube comments over Christmas?
Yeah, I've got a comment from Alex Garcia, who says, at 80 Conspiracies, and then tags all of us as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great.
One of the myths I heard about why the Japanese eat KFC for their traditional Christmas dinner, so this was in relation to our last podcast, remember that quiz question?
Yep. Yeah.
How Japanese people traditionally apparently go to KFC on Christmas Day.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And apparently the reason for that is because they thought Santa Claus and Colonel Sanders were the same person.
I can see a resemblance.
What do you think?
That's an understandable
understandable misconception.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's also the red and white colours of KFC. Kind of makes sense. Santa,
true. Also, chicken, turkey. Mm. If you don't want a big turkey, I just want a bit of fried chicken instead.
I like it. Oh, fried chicken. I like it. Having done no research into it, I'm going to choose to believe that that is the reason why they go to KFC. So thank you, Alex Garcia.
Yeah.
I've got one from Will Irwin, and it's from the Grinning Man video, and he just says, I suspect the Grinning Man is Nicolas Cage.
Yeah. Possibly.
He does grin quite a lot.
He does everything these days.
A picture of him grinning, you know, the meme picture.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
So that was Indrid Cold, wasn't it? The visitor from another world.
Yeah.
Nicolas
Cage.
I mean, it makes a lot of sense, yeah.
Yeah.
I think someone suggested Nicolas Cage was also the real author of The Night Before Christmas, which we made a video about just before Christmas. Watch it if you haven't already. It's actually a surprisingly good mystery, I thought.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah.
But I've got a comment from The Truth. on our video about could aliens hack the Earth? And The Truth says, "Meh, I don't care whether they come here in peace or bring catastrophe. I just want something new in this boring world. At least if they came here with hostility, we'll get to live the rest of our life like a movie, doing shits and stuffs before we die."
Yeah, I'm not sure you quite thought this one through.
Yeah.
Independence Day, I mean, it's kind of scary, right?
It's scary, but also I think a lot of people just like died instantly, right?
Yes, vaporized.
So you're bored and then you die. So, yeah. I mean, really, what are you looking forward to there?
I'm intrigued, The Truth. Do you assume that you'll be one of the initial survivors and you'll be able to enjoy the interesting world for a little bit before you die? Or are you thinking you'll die straight away? In which case, I'm kind of worried for you. I hope you're all right.
Yeah. Mm. If you're bored, also, there are plenty of clubs, hobbies, activities that you can do. You don't have to be bored.
Video games.
This comment section has just turned into like an agony aunt.
It is. I'm okay with that. Any other questions anyone has?
Let us.
Issues?
Yeah.
Nice.
Do you want another one?
Or, you got one.
Yeah, throw us at us. Yeah. What? That didn't make sense.
Throw us at us. What are you talking about?
It's a new year, but I'm still the same old idiot. Throw one at us.
This one's a nice comment. So Tim F. just says, "Hello from America, guys. First time comment, but I've been listening for a while now, and I want to thank you guys for giving me a boost through my work days. I binge the podcast while I'm working, and you always keep me entertained, and you always seem to find a way to make light of even some of the darkest stories. I absolutely love it. Keep it up."
Oh, cool.
Thank you very much.
That's really great.
I'm interested, actually. That was a very nice comment. When do people listen / watch this? Do you watch it when it comes out, or do you watch it on Mondays or Tuesday mornings when you commute to work? Yeah. What is your time for watching it? Because I listen to podcasts on the way to and from events and work and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. I tend to do it when I'm cooking.
Really? I listen to podcasts when I'm commuting in.
Yeah.
To do this.
I expect that's quite common. But I'm not sure. I'd be interested to know.
Yeah, we normally put this up on a Friday afternoon.
So if people have it for the weekend, but would it be better to have it on a Monday?
Yeah. Give us your thoughts to do a poll. Either comment in the YouTube thing, or we might put a poll in the corner of the YouTube video, or just if you're reviewing on another platform, please just make a comment about when you listen to this. And of course, send us a tweet. Yeah. On Twitter.
We're not doing market research.
We're not.
We might be doing market research.
Yeah, just to know when it's best for you.
Indeed.
Great.
So, Alex.
Do you want to hear about Pokemon Go?
I do.
I've never actually played it.
No, me neither.
Me neither.
It was great.
We are the best, most informed audience right here.
It was weird for me, actually, because I went on holiday for a couple of weeks. And that was, as soon as I went away, that was when the fad started. Pokemon Go craze started. Yeah. So I came back and it was literally like 28 days later. Everyone's wandering around on their phones. People who are not interested in games or Pokemon.
Yeah. Weird, right?
Are just like playing Pokemon Go constantly. I was like, what's happened? it was like some Black Mirror stuff going on.
Some of my friends went out to Athens. Unfortunately, I couldn't go on this occasion. But they went out there, and of course, I'm in the WhatsApp group still with them.
Yeah.
So they'd be like, Will, whereabouts are you? And he'd be like, I'm by, like, what was there in Athens? He's like, I'm by this particular temple, trying to catch a... It's like, what are you doing? You're on holiday in Greece. And he's like playing Pokemon Go around these old ancient ruins.
Why enjoy history and architecture when you can catch Pokemon on your phone?
But the Acropolis is a gym. It probably is, actually. I don't know. But the news story that I wanted to look at was regarding the Canadian military and documents that were released recently that show how the Canadian military struggled with this sudden influx of people playing the game.
This is not where I thought this would go.
And wandering onto, like, you know, private military property and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it's amazing by the sound of it. So the arrival of Pokemon Go left a baffled Canadian military struggling to understand the surge of trespassing, new documents released. So this was... As soon as the game launched in 2016, civilians started walking and driving onto operational bases at all hours. So this was email from a major in the Canadian military said, please advise the commissioners that apparently Fort Frontenac, I imagine that's a fort in Canada.
You hope so.
Please advise the commissioners that apparently Fort Frontenac is both a poker gym and a poker stop. I will be completely honest in that I have no idea what that is. Which is just an amazing email from the military.
That's... they must have had issues with the... I take it in each country... They're main sites, aren't there? They're actual sites where the poker gyms are, right? Landmarks and areas of interest. So they must have had a bit of an issue with the developers.
There was a conspiracy theory about that, wasn't there? About Pokemon Go being developed by the Chinese, was it? To harvest data on the location and the size of military bases.
That's actually really interesting. Mm. Yeah.
Because even if people weren't playing them on the base, people could go up to the fences and things. Mm. And then they'd have an outline of where the base
was.
It's interesting, though. Yeah, because it's like, what's the responsibility of the app maker, because obviously it's kind of randomly done, I guess, and taken from Google data, what can be a poker stop or a poker gym or whatever. Surely they're kind of responsible if they make private property or like a military base that people are forbidden from entering poker gym.
Yes.
It's kind of a huge task as well when you think about it, developing a game that's literally the map of the world and you've got to pick locations. Did they just auto-generate it to a certain extent?
Well, that's the thing. I think they took it from Google, so like it's Google locations data, so like Google
footfall in places or something.
Yeah. So like, in my town, I know that the library, which is the only thing that comes up on Google,
they can't go to every town in the world and find place a gym there. It'd be mad. It would take decades, wouldn't it?
One person just going through everything. Yeah.
But apparently, in one instance, two men drove a van into an Air Force base near Toronto just before midnight. A corporal confronted the occupants and found them playing with their smartphones
while driving.
So that was on July 10th, 2016, 3 days after the app's release. It shows like how disruptive this game actually was.
Great excuse though, right? Oh no, I accidentally. Pokemon. I promise I'm playing Pokemon, just where's the entrance to the military base?
Yeah.
I like it. Area 51, Storm Area 51. They should have just pretended. Well, I'm just playing Pokemon Go.
It's a Pokestop,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah.
Presumably. Should be.
In another incident, one woman was found at the Borden base playing the game while her three children climbed over tanks.
What?
And then another man at the base, who was stopped by officers, told them, I have to beat my kids at the game.
I have to beat my kids at the game.
at the game, yeah.
This,
oh, dear.
This is bad parenting.
This isn't bit, good. This
I
bit,
have to judge, but this is bad.
Yeah, that's not good.
I love this new, this part, though. As part of the military response to this, at least three officers at different bases were assigned the task of playing Pokemon Go at the site and logging the appearance of every gym, Pokestop, and wild monster. So part of your job, you come, you're in the Canadian military, you come into work one morning, and they're like, what do you need me to do?
That can't be real, surely.
I need you to play Pokemon Go
and
scout out this base.
Surely they'd just be like, okay, whoever made the game.
Come on, take
this. This is a military base. Get rid of those stops.
Yeah, surely they have the authority to say to the developers to change it. Yes. Yeah. Mm. Why are they... Oh. Not, I work for military intelligence. What are we doing? Playing Pokemon.
And not understanding the game. Yeah. They're like, we'll catch them all so no one else can. It's like, no, everyone can still catch them.
But also, I guess, like I said, are the developers responsible for putting poker stops in military bases?
Yeah.
I mean, at a certain point, though, surely it's just common sense, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
Really, like, people are still responsible. They would see the sign saying, this is a military base.
Yeah.
Like, as surely it's like personal responsibility.
Presumably you wouldn't break into someone else's house if it happened to be a Pokestop, right? Mm. If it's all locked up and you can tell it's private property and you're like, yeah, I'm just going to smash the window, get in there.
Climb over the tank.
Yeah. So why would you do it when there are armed armed guards around? But this is the Canadian military. Presumably the other militaries around the world had the same problem.
Yeah, I'd imagine so. I mean, this is recent documents that just came out and were released to CBS, I believe. But yeah, I mean, I imagine it's the same. I'd be curious to know what other militaries around the world had to do to counteract, you know, the sudden influx.
Donald Trump, like, people. We're going to give the military the biggest budget ever, $600 billion, and $50 million of that is going on staff playing Pokemon Go.
Well, apparently as well, it had some positives as well. One major... in the military wrote that perhaps more people would visit the museum at the base. So apparently it increased footfall at like museums, military museums.
Yeah. So maybe I'd love to see a dossier of everything that went wrong because of Pokemon Go.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah. Wouldn't it?
Not just military, but just around the place.
There's definitely a book you could write there.
Yeah.
I have to confess though, I should probably walk back some of my statements that I previously made. If they're putting public museums on the military bases, then maybe they are. Maybe there is some wiggle room for walking on the grounds.
I mean, yes, I imagine there's probably a difference between being at the military base and maybe there's a museum nearby or where the tanks are.
Those robot Samsung guns at the DMZ in North Korea and South Korea. Yeah.
I also like the fact that there's that mother and she's playing Pokemon Go and her kids are climbing around on the tanks.
Saying, can we go home? Just go on the tank. I'm just catching this. Just go on the tank.
Yeah. I'm just like, you'd expect the problem to be the other way around. The kids are playing Pokemon Go and not she's looking at anything around them. Yeah, she's on the tank.
She's on the tank. That was it. I just thought that was quite amusing.
Incredible,
mental. Mental. What's the craziest thing you've done with Pokemon Go? Ever walked onto a military base? Let us know in the poll that might or may not be there.
Also, are you still playing Pokemon Go? Is it still a thing?
I think the player base has dropped off significantly. There's still some loyal players who stick to it, but I mean,
Moldova, the Philippines, and Estonia are the three hubs of Pokemon Go now.
You just made that up. You totally made that up.
Everyone knows that.
What is he going on about?
Am I right for a quiz?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Okay, it is the time for the quiz.
The quiz.
There will be 10 questions plus a bonus question. Ooh. Play along at home and let us know how you get on. This quiz is based about video games. If you like video games, play along. If you don't like video games, still play along and see how well you do.
Okay.
I've got high hopes for this. First quiz of 2020. Got that wrong.
2020.
I'm optimistic.
Alex, what is your buzzer?
I've gone for a classic.
Hopefully it's French.
Wilhelm scream. There we go.
Very good.
Ah.
And Robin?
I have similarly Star Wars themed gone for...
Very
which is the Ewok horns from Return of the Jedi.
There we go.
The best Star Wars movie from 1983.
Oh, very good, very good. Okay.
Okay.
Question number one. What is the best-selling video game of all time?
Oh, no.
Okay. I'm now questioning my wisdom in going for this. Damn it.
What?
Is it GTA 4?
It is not GTA 4. Duh. That is wrong. Incredibly wrong.
Incredibly wrong.
I feel we've had this one. Same idea. Is it GTA 5?
That is also wrong.
Oh, no.
But not so wrong. As in it sold more than GTA 4.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right, okay.
Okay.
It's up there, actually, GTA 5, but it's not the
top. Yeah, I thought it was up there.
Yeah, I thought so.
We've had a very similar question, but it's different. I've definitely seen this on a list before.
I feel like I know this. This is on
the
list.
It's changed fairly. I'll give you a clue. It's changed fairly recently.
Oh. Oh.
Mm.
Oh. Oh.
So it's a game that's still selling.
Is it something like Fortnite?
It's not Fortnite.
It's a free game. It's a free game.
So it's not selling? Ugh, of course not.
True.
But if it's not Fortnite, which like everybody has, but it's recently changed.
I guess. I don't know.
I think of things just popular games. Yeah, blockbuster's kind of a good phrase.
Okay. It's not going to be right. No, it's definitely not right. Is it Call of Duty?
It is not Call of Duty. There's too many.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking about a single game rather than
single
like a
game.
Ah, man, this is surprisingly tough because I can think like Mario, like everybody buys Mario,
but
actually, which one would do it? Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Not sure.
Yeah, can we have a clue?
Yeah,
it's a blockbusting game.
Oh.
just got the right.
Minecraft.
Damn it. 180 million sales. I guess it's been produced on the PC and on console and on phones. It's everywhere, isn't it? And it was very popular.
Damn
okay.
It.
Well done.
Well done.
Well, we both got there.
You got there in the end. Just slightly quicker on the buzzer. Number two. What is the highest rated video game of all time on Metacritic?
Oh.
Highest rated of all time.
Ah, interesting. Mm. Presumably it would be one with like a really strong story as well as good gameplay. I would expect.
Or the other way, it'll be like a classic that how could you mark it down, like Tetris or something.
Right, yeah.
I'm going to go...
Holy Grail. Video game ratings.
The Witcher 3.
The Witcher... No.
Okay.
Not the Witcher 3. Okay.
Clearly the wrong way to go.
Yeah,
clearly
it could be the wrong direction there.
Okay. Very, very good. A lot of people say that's their favourite game of this generation. Don't they? Witcher 3.
Yeah.
Oh, they do.
For a lot of people.
Yes, they do. Yeah. Nice. I'm trying to see if that's a clue there. But
No, it's not a clue. Let's just say this is not this generation.
Ah, so you're right. It's something like a classic game like Tetris.
Well, maybe not. I'm just reading Martin's facial expressions.
Yeah. This is a joke answer, but GoldenEye for the N64.
No, it's not GoldenEye.
Darn it.
That's not a bad guess, though.
Yeah. Can I go for a second guess?
Well, that's not quiz etiquette, but go ahead.
Super Mario 64?
No. Should I give you a clue?
Yes, please.
Well, okay.
No, do you want to have a guess first?
It's not quiz etiquette.
Okay. Yeah. I reckon you are kind of like right, though. I think it's going to be something Nintendo-y.
Everyone loves Nintendo.
Yeah, how can you not? I'm going to say... Breath of the Wild.
On Nintendo 64?
No. Zelda.
Clue. It's a Zelda game.
Is that actually it?
Yeah. It's a Zelda game.
Oh. No. I got two guesses.
Robin got there first.
No, go on. Oh. Yeah, no, it's gone.
Ocarina of Time.
It's Ocarina of Time.
I was going to say
99
that.
Out of 100. Although GTA 4 was on 98 out of 100, so it's a bit up in the air. No one would say that was... I don't think anyone would say that was a classic game, really.
GTA
4? Yes. It's a good, very good game. Very good game. Very good game. But not. It's not top tier, right? I don't think so anyway.
Yeah, I think like
it's entirely subjective, but
it's not as good as number 5, quality. Which is also the 98.
Right. Some people prefer it. Some people prefer it.
Yeah, the simplicity of the story, you know, the emotional engagement.
There's actually a question about that game shortly, so hold your horses.
Okay.
Question number 3. Which game won the Game Awards Game of the Year 2019?
That's actually a very good question. I don't know.
Game Awards 2019.
Yes. Really, so just the one just gone. Like a few weeks back.
So what games came out this year?
48 million people, I think, watched the live stream. Or 45 million. Like
it probably wasn't this, but it was probably my game of the year, actually.
Okay.
Control.
It wasn't Control, and that's probably my game of the year, too. Yeah. It wasn't Control.
I like that game.
Still playing.
I think IGN called that their game of the year. I think it was IGN. Yeah.
Okay.
It's good. Storytelling is great. I like that. Need to get back into playing it.
Can I have another guess? Since that's what we're apparently doing now on this.
if you buzz in.
Was it Sekiro: Shadows Die Twice?
Yes, it was.
Oh,
it was. Sekiro. Nice. From Software Game. I know you just finished Bloodborne as well.
Finally, go around to it.
Yeah. Fine. I think you finished in about a week, didn't you?
Is it hard? The game.
Why would you say that? it was quite tough. Yeah, I'm not very good at that kind
get
of thing.
Get away from that word.
Yeah. it was good though. Good. Yeah. Would recommend.
Favorite boss?
Favorite boss. I don't know. They're all good.
Bloodstarved Beast was quite good.
Father Gascoigne was.
Gascoigne's quite iconic.
Yeah.
I found the bosses not actually maybe as hard as some of the just kind of general gameplay in between. Like if you got stuck on a sequence of having to kill various enemies, the boss you could keep on just going back to, kind of thing.
Yeah, the hunters in between are really tough.
Hunters, yeah, that's true. Okay, so that's 3-0.
What? No. Robin got
Who got Minecraft?
2-1.
Oh, Minecraft. I got Minecraft.
Ocarina of Time?
Me.
Robin. That was you. Okay, yeah. Perfect. 2-1. Sorry.
Thank you.
Sorry. Okay, question number 4. In GTA 4, what is the name of the protagonist's cousin? So Niko Bellic is the protagonist. What's his
Roman?
Roman.
Yes.
Roman.
Yes.
Roman.
Come bowling.
Yes. Cousin, let's go bowling.
Indeed.
Yes.
Well done. 3-1.
Thank you.
Yeah, I told you.
Question 5.
Don't know his surname though.
Bellic.
Roman Bellic.
Oh, I think it's the same.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Fair.
I believe. Question 5. In how many Super Smash Bros. Games does Dr. Mario feature?
Ooh. Oh, I don't know.
I mean, how many games have there been? Actually,
I'll give that as a clue. Have a guess first, and I'll give it as a clue.
Dr. Mario came out in the midnight?
3.
3 is correct.
Is it?
No way.
Just
guess.
3. There have been 5 Super Smash Bros. Games.
Oh, right.
Let's go through them. Super Smash Bros., then Melee, then Brawl, then the one on like the DS and Wii U, I think, and then Ultimate.
He was in Melee, I think.
He was in Melee, yeah.
Yeah. And then, so which one did he skip after that?
He wasn't in the original. I don't think he was in Brawl. And then I think he was probably in the DS and the Ultimate. Because they're all in Ultimate, has like pretty much everyone who's ever been in it. I think it's the name. Might be.
Yeah. I definitely didn't deserve that point.
Well, you got it. You got it.
Thank you.
4-1.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, well done.
Number 6. Rocket League was released in July 2015.
Robin's favourite game.
Okay, Robin, so pressure's on.
No.
But it was a sequel. What was the name of the prior game in the series?
You bastard.
I didn't know this.
I don't know the wording, but it was a deliberately really dumb name, wasn't it? It was like, so the words, I'm pretty sure the words Rocket League were in there, but it was like super duper rocket car football league extra or something like that. That's not what it was, but it was a silly name.
Yes.
But something like
that. I'm admitting I don't know it.
Should I go let you guys know?
If it's something like that, I'd say give Robin the point. But
well, you can try and determine whether you think this is close. Supersonic acrobatic rocket powered battle cars.
Yeah, I mean neither of us were. But Robin, I think Robin deserves.
I don't
it. It
think I
of,
do.
You knew it was. You knew it was a weird long name.
Yeah,
fine, take the point.
But that's
not charity. You deserve it.
Yeah, so, you knew there was a sequel.
Okay.
Question 7.
That's very kind.
Which was released first, the PS2 or the Xbox?
Ooh.
It was the Xbox, I'll have you know.
It was the PS2.
The PS2.
What? No. Okay. 50-50.
Fine.
Wasn't
it? Yeah, the PS2. Over a year earlier.
Yeah.
In 2000 rather than 2001. Yeah. It was because Xbox November 2001.
Really early, wasn't it? Like,
PlayStation 1, 2.
Yeah. What a 1?
1. Yeah.
PS1.
Yeah.
Came out in the late 90s.
If not earlier. The PS2 came out in 2000.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So mid 90s. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Cool. So that's 4-3?
No, I think you've got 5. Oh, no, 4. Okay.
Yeah. Sounds right.
Number 8. Which European country banned loot boxes in 2018, saying they were on... Which European country banned loot boxes in 2018, saying that they were an illegal game of chance?
Was it Belgium?
It was Belgium.
Oh, yeah. I knew that as well.
Yeah.
Not just saying close. That I did.
It's getting close.
It was in the wake of Battlefront 2, wasn't it?
Yes.
When that big furore kicked up.
Yeah.
It's changed a lot, Battlefront 2. It's not what it was.
Oh, really? Yeah. What's the major...
Well, loot boxes don't really exist anymore. Okay. You just pay for skins.
That's like Apex and other
games. Yeah, it's much more like that, actually. Yeah, and it's got I think you can unlock them without buying them, but it's much quicker to just pay for them. But yeah, there's no extra like weapons accessible by purchasing.
And people would just buy Darth Vader right at the beginning, just kill everyone. It was just
like the hero is stupidly powerful compared to everyone else. But yeah, it's
I mean, it's what it should have been at the beginning.
And now, for the price as well, particularly in the January sales, the amount of DLC they've done, it's actually a massive game.
Yeah.
If you like multiplayer stuff.
How much have they paid you, Robin?
Terrible.
What you find, though, is that when you do like battle passes and season stuff, that's not just paying to win. You find that people want to buy into it more, like literally. Because it seems like, oh, they produce this game for free. I'm happy to give a few pounds every 3 or 4 months. And over the years, if someone gets like properly into the game, they'll happily support it, the development of it, I think.
Yeah.
And you have the numbers, you have the player bases there too, so it can continue to sustain itself.
And for IP like Star Wars, there's legions of fans who'll want that particular costume. Yeah. You know, so it's great.
Yeah. True. For all, question number 9. Which 2016 release was widely criticized due to the developers promising various features, including multiplayer, that didn't come to fruition on release? What was that?
Robin's in there.
No Man's Sky?
No Man's Sky is correct.
Dang it. Dang it.
Have you played it?
Yes, with you. That was the last time I played it. With both of you, I think.
It was after...
I've never played it.
Then it wasn't with you.
I think it was you and Jamie from All-Time Gaming.
Yeah, that's right.
From the Super Show.
No. Yeah, from the Super Show. Yes, go check it out. Good podcast.
Yeah, I think I've played it since the update, and I actually really enjoy it now.
You've got VR now, right?
I do, and it's got VR support, so I need to get on that thing. Yeah.
They haven't paid us any money to say that.
No, they haven't. No. It's on my list, especially since that last major update they had.
Yeah.
But like all these things, well, who knows? I might have time soon to play some games. We'll see.
Let's hope so. Okay, 5-4 to Robin. Question number 10.
Rubbish.
You need this one, Alex.
You can do it.
I can't lose first quiz of the
year. You gave me a charity point, so I need...
Number 10.
That's going to be my line if I lose.
Which 2003 game was pulled from sale in various UK retailers after being accused of being responsible for the murder of a 14-year-old boy in Leicestershire?
Was it Manhunt?
Manhunt is right.
Yes! Well done.
My goodness. Did you play Manhunt? I remember playing it on one of my friends.
No, I didn't. That was before my time.
Well, you look back at it now and it's terrible, terrible graphics. Yeah, but apparently the developing team were like, there's not really much point to this other than violence.
Yeah.
And if there's like some kind of character arc or there's something else, but apparently they were a little bit like over it because it's just simply
You occasionally get those games that just capture the media's attention with like, oh, this is causing violence. Yeah. And it's often strange like how there's so many games that are like violent, but they'll just choose certain games to be like this.
I think with the GTA that was often pulled up, but then GTA is satirical and it's over the top for that reason, right? It's
And there are consequences, right? Because you can behave and the police don't go after you, but as soon as you break the law, the police go after you. So there's
whereas Manhunt's pretty much just like well you can kill people is how well you do in the game.
From what I understand, Manhunt was like, as a game, fantastic. Like a really clever...
It was Rockstar as well, wasn't it?
Yeah. Was it Rockstar?
I think so.
Oh, right. But like, really clever mechanics and the way it developed, like groundbreaking in some ways as a game. But yeah, as a piece of art.
I remember.
And as a moral lesson. Yeah. Probably wanting.
I remember people were like, oh my goodness, imagine if they made a Manhunt on the Wii. And it was like, be so visceral. Using the Wii remote to stab people in the eye.
Oh, man,
And there was a lot of concern over that, but I don't think it happened in the end. I mean, we've been stalling this bonus question.
Come on,
because you're both very, very nervous.
I'm stressed.
Okay, closest wins.
Oh, God.
Oh, I always get this wrong.
How many times has Princess Peach been kidnapped by Bowser?
No. Come on. I have no idea.
Specifically Bowser?
Yeah.
Mm.
That makes the difference.
Specifically Bowser?
Because otherwise I go like 900 for every single game, but no.
I wouldn't even know how to hazard a guess with this one. I have no idea.
Games how many games are there? Yeah.
I'm going to go for 16.
Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna go for 8.
It's 24.
Damn it.
Alex wins the quiz. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well done.
Well done.
Well thank you. Welcome to 2020, Robin. Okay. Get used to it.
Very good quiz.
Something slightly different. I haven't done a gaming-specific quiz, have we? I know you're both into games. So. And
yeah, we are. We enjoy games. 24. Yeah. So there's 24 different games where she gets kidnapped.
Yeah. He uses it as a proper obsession, doesn't he?
Yeah. And every time you rescue her, it's like, nice try, Mario, but it's a different castle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Try these levels for size. Yeah.
At a certain point, you've got to wonder, is she actually just running off with Bowser and trying to get away from Mario?
Yeah, totally is.
Definitely.
Yeah. Like,
and also, to Bowser, is it worth it if she's not?
Yeah, obviously. What is your obsession, man? What is it? Yeah. Or whatever you are, not man. But, you know, I mean, the last game he kidnapped her and literally took her to the moon. And Mario still went after her.
Crazy.
Is the sex that good? Really?
Well, I can't answer that.
Are we ending on that note?
Hopefully that's
a rhetorical question. Goodbye.
Well, please let us know your score from the quiz.
The children's games, Robert.
I'm trying to deflect, Alex. Sorry. Let us know your scores. No cheating. And please let us know your opinion on the stories that we covered today. And stay tuned if you're a Patreon supporter, because we've got a Patreon-exclusive podcast coming up soon.
We do.
And you're going to want to watch this one.
This one's indeed important. Yeah.
Very important.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you. Welcome to my TED Talk.
Thanks for watching. See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.